The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
See, I think that that's misguided, because I think, and this is a perfect segue, the current king of the NFL is Aaron Rodgers. There's no doubt about this. Aaron Rodgers
isn't the reigning Super Bowl champ. You're 100% sure.
Remarkable, and was remarkable in this game, the Green Bay Packers defeating the Los Angeles Rams. A weird score, 32-18. It didn't totally feel like a blowout, but kind of felt like a blowout. Never felt like the Rams were super in this game, I thought. But the first game is always kind of weird, kind of, you know, whets your appetite in that capacity. Kissed. Packers did it again. The Rams did it again, too. I mean, what's news here?
I didn't really care for this game. I wasn't really excited about it. I mean, honestly, I thought Aaron Rodgers was.
Did you want to watch any game this weekend, Kissed?
I had some fun, but not in this one. I mean, I think it was pretty clear who the better team was throughout the entire game. And Kevin Clark of The Ringer had tweeted this out a few days back, and I thought it was interesting. He said, quote, "An opposing player once told me the most frustrating thing about playing Aaron Rodgers is how much fun he has. You're in the fight of your life trying to slow him down, and he's smiling like he's playing pickup hoops. They said it's incredibly demoralizing and makes everything slightly worse," end quote. You looked at Rodgers that entire game. You can tell when he's in the zone. He was out there having fun. He's playing some doggone good football. He's fully in command. This Packers offense is going to be tough to stop. I don't know if Tampa Bay can repeat their performance where they beat them 38-10, but they're going to need one of the best performances of the year yet again to slow this guy down, because right now he's an absolute machine.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the way that the Rams are built, if you're going to win these big games, you need a 100% ready to go Aaron Donald, and you need your top weapon or one of your top weapons in Cooper Kupp going. I think they were hurt by that. Goff actually, I think, did better than I thought he would. But if you're not clicking on all cylinders, you're not going to beat a team like the Packers, who is healthy, ready to go, and again, has the MVP at quarterback this year. And so I think you saw that. I think they were just too much. They overpowered them. And it does lead to what I would consider a really, really exciting NFC championship game. I'm thrilled that this game is actually first before the Chiefs, because I could really actually watch it. Sometimes when these games are after, it's impossible to watch. So you get the NFC championship and then the AFC championship next week.
A bunch of things here. First of all, Kist and I have said for a while now that the Packers are going to win the NFC. I also think that the Packers pass rush has come a bit alive. Za'Darius Smith was a factor in this game. And I did a video for our YouTube channel over at Blogging the Boys talking about, because it is concerning, right? If you're a Cowboys fan, oh, the Packers have gone to back-to-back NFC title games since they fired Mike McCarthy. And I think the firing of Mike McCarthy was the break point for a discussion that the Packers had to have as an overall franchise, right? For years, forever, it was, we don't need to dip our toes in free agency except for Reggie White. We're fine. We're going to build through the draft. That completely changed, you know, in 2019 when they fired Mike McCarthy and hired Matt LaFleur. They went out and got Za'Darius Smith. They got Preston Smith. They obviously, you know, were fortunate in that all of their star players started playing. Like, I mean, they have arguably the best quarterback in the NFL at this moment. Sorry, Pete. They have arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL at this moment. And they have a top three running back. So all of their pieces are just kind of working and coalescing together.
Yeah, your instincts are right on that, RJ. Jared Goff per PFF was pressured on 40% of his dropbacks, despite the fact that he had one of the quickest release times at 2.3 seconds. If you're getting pressured 40% of your dropbacks and you're getting rid of it in 2.3 seconds, that pass rush is banging, and that's going to be big for the Packers when they go up against Tom Brady next week, because if they can consistently get to him, if they can get that 40% pressure rate again, and I really like the Bucs offensive line, but if they can do that, then the Packers really got a fighting chance. Pete, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to end up picking the Bucs here because my preseason prediction for the Super Bowl was Chiefs over Bucs, but it seems like the Packers might be the better team, and they're actually the most complete team and seem to be playing the highest quality in the NFC right now.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.